you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is, we'll look at a couple verses tonight that are familiar to us in the context of giving thanks and rejoicing. Hope everybody had a good day today. It's a great week that we have. Started off, we had a wonderful Sunday service and Sunday night praise dinner. It was phenomenal. I just really appreciate the wonderful spirit that was there. And thank God for all the good food that was there. We had plenty of it, didn't we? And that was also a blessing. But it's a precious time of year when we remember that we have so much to be thankful for. I have no doubt that we are the most blessed people on earth. God has been so good to us. God's been so good to America. We live in a blessed nation. Of course, she has her issues, her problems. We know well, we're well aware of those. But we live in a wonderful land, a land of freedom, a land of peace, if you will. Now, we know there are pockets of turmoil. There always will be until Jesus comes back. We understand that, don't we? We do know there's division in any country, and we do know that it has escalated in many ways in recent years. We understand that, but overall, we're in a time of peace, if you will. Considering also when you think upon the other countries around the world, such as Israel and Ukraine and Russia and other places around the world, I mean, I'm thankful for the blessings of God. And, you know, there was a president who was led, I believe, of God and also by the inspiration of some others that I want to talk a little bit about tonight, that first instituted the national holiday of Thanksgiving. I'm sure some of you, maybe most of you, know who is responsible, which president of the United States is responsible for proclaiming the fourth Thursday to be a day of Thanksgiving. Anybody want to give it a shot? Well, close. It was actually, anybody? Abraham Lincoln. Yes. Yes. Now, George Washington did actually give recognition to God and thanksgiving for how he, in his providence, preserved them during that. But as far as a national, making it a holiday, it was Abraham Lincoln. In fact, it took place October 3rd, 1863, that Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation and established the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving. The proclamation read in part this, quote, "I do, therefore, invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." That has been celebrated through the decades, and I'm grateful because the Lord has been so good to us. We know that being thankful is commanded through Scripture, Old Testament and New. And let's take a look at what the Bible talks about being thankful in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Notice verse 16. Two words here. Let's say it together. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. Let's say it again. Rejoice evermore. Now, is that rejoice sometimes? No. Is that rejoice when things are going well? Well, yes, but it also includes rejoicing at all times. He goes on to say in verse 17, pray without ceasing. And then verse 18, he says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All right, we're going to read verse 18 together. All right, let's do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 together. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for, again, the Word of God tonight. Thank you that we can just join our hearts in this time as a local church and just give you thanks. We ask your blessings now as we seek to be better thanksgivers. By your grace, that is our goal. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanksgiving. Rejoice evermore. In everything, give thanks. I've often been reminded since I became a Christian, my first pastor, Pastor John Stevens, would often remind us about, you know, when it comes to the will of God, sometimes we make it very complicated. I don't know the will of God in certain areas, perhaps, but he says there are certain things in Scripture that we know to be the will of God. And one of them that is crystal clear that God declares is that we ought to always be giving thanks. It is something we don't have to pray about. It's not something we have to think about. It is something that we know that we can give thanks to God Almighty. And there's a lot of things to be thankful for, is there not? I believe that it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each of us that we wake up thanking God. We go to bed thanking God. During the day, we just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I, as I've mentioned here before, you know, even when it's difficult, going through a trial, a mysterious time in our lives, you know, it's something that we understand that God's word, as we know over in James, he says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, that idea of joy. And I often have understood that, and as I've studied that, I often understood that as, well, it means that you're supposed to enjoy the trials. Well, that's not what it means. It means that though we go through a difficult time, that it may be tough, difficult, a hardship, it's not the idea of enjoying it, but it's at the same time embracing it as from God who is with us and is going to lead us and help us. And there's a thanksgiving spirit going to God saying, God, you're going to help us. You are faithful. You are with us. And Lord, I thank you for what you're going to bring about through this situation. So there's an opportunity always to give thanks. I don't know about you, but I find it, there are certain things in life that I find very easy to do. Very easy. I find it very easy to pull into the parking lot of Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, it's about as natural as just drinking a glass of water. I'm telling you what, especially, you know where I'm going, don't you? Especially if that red hot now sign's on. And it's just easy to get in there. I say that to be a little funny there, but honestly, there are certain things that are easy for us, and many times it's easy for our flesh. I'll tell you something else that's easy, that I have found to be easy. It's not difficult. It doesn't take any discipline at all, in fact. And it's this. It's complaining. Isn't that the truth? It just comes natural. I don't have to pray about it and get up the strength to do it. I don't have to discipline myself. It just, a word of complaint, a word of criticism. It's just, it just comes so naturally. And you know what? That's the truth, because it comes from the flesh. It comes from the old nature. We easily want to find what's wrong with something. We easily want to find out the negative about the situation. We so easily want to perhaps just look at the what could happen that's a negative. We could say, oh, this is a good thing, but it may not last, it's probably not really what we think it is. It's too good to be true. You know, we're going to somehow or another, we're going to complain or criticize. But I will say this, it takes discipline, brothers and sisters, just to be habitual thanksgivers. Just finding the blessing of God throughout the day of our life. Thanking Him. Blessing Him. And I know that I can very easily become cynical and grumpy, and just it doesn't take much for me to become like that. But I want to grow in grace, and I want to be one who is always giving thanks, knowing this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. I really want to grow. It's a sign of Christian maturity. People that are habitually thankful, it is a blessed sign that you are truly growing in Christ. And I believe we all want to do that, don't we? Don't you want to be a better thanksgiver? And we don't want to just do it during the week of Thanksgiving, but I thank God that Abraham Lincoln had it upon his heart to set it in place as a country. But I say not only as a country, but as a church. May God's people here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church just be a church filled with thankful people. But I don't know if you knew this little history point here, but you know, it didn't exactly start with Abraham Lincoln. And it's probably a lady that maybe you haven't heard of. But do you know, the idea of a national day of Thanksgiving did not originate in the heart of Abraham Lincoln. It originated decades before, and by a woman by the name of Sarah Josepha Hale. How many of you have heard of her? Okay. One of you. You're probably familiar with Mary Had a Little Lamb. Be the writer of that. Did you know that she had been not necessarily protesting, but she had been actively pursuing and encouraging Congress to put forth a day of Thanksgiving for 30 years prior to Abraham Lincoln doing this. She finally wrote a personal note to Abraham Lincoln, and this is, of course, during the Civil War, toward the end of it in 1863, but she begged him, "Sir, President Lincoln, please, let's set aside a day for our country to give God thanks." And sure enough, that inspired him. That encouraged him. And so he did indeed follow through and put that forth. And that's a little reminder to me tonight that here's a lady that no one knew of. Everybody knows of Abraham Lincoln. Everybody knows of the things that he did for our country and how God used him in such a volatile time in our nation. But here's the thing. We don't ever hear of Sarah Hale. This was a lady that just had a heart who was habitually thankful. She was grateful for her life. She was grateful for her nation. And she knew that the blessings that she experienced came from God alone. I don't know. Not only should we be thankful, but let me ask you this. Who are you inspiring each day to be thankful? Is there somebody in your life that just needs to see an example? Not someone who's unrealistic and just maybe over the top. You understand, but just an example of being thankful. May the Lord help us in doing just that. Here in just a moment, we're going to sing a song together that I believe most of you have heard. And it has to do with counting our blessings. That's part of being thankful, right? It's counting the blessings. and naming them one by one, you know. Well, we're going to do that here in just a moment. We'll sing it together. But let me give you a little hymn history tonight. A little hymn history. You know, even Gypsy Smith, a famous evangelist of yesteryear, said of this song that men sing it, boys whistle it, and women rock their babies to sleep to it. Johnson Oatman Jr., born April 21st, 1856, was a citizen of Lumberton, New Jersey. His dad was a local merchant and just happened to be the best singer in town with a rich, powerful voice. Young Johnson could not sing as well as his father. Yet he grew up wanting to make some musical contributions of his own. However, for a time he worked in the family business, but soon gave up those opportunities and began to study for the ministry. After finishing school and ministering in the Methodist Episcopal Church for a time, Johnson continued to hope that life surely held some other plans for him. At the age of 36, he realized that he did, without question, have a musical talent after all. He could write songs for other Christians to sing. So every year, some 200 songs flowed from his pen. He eventually had written 5,000 songs and was happy that in his musical compositions, he had found a way to preach the gospel. Of all the songs of Oatman wrote, he seemed to claim as his own favorites, maybe you've heard of it, No, Not One, and Higher Ground. However, people everywhere seemed to adopt another of his very special songs, Count Your Blessings, written in 1897. All too often, the writer says, in this great land of America, we seem to lapse into a state of ingratitude, taking for granted all of the blessings and comforts we enjoy. We revert into an attitude of self-satisfaction, expecting that peace and bliss will always follow us. During those times, we should, with sincerity of heart, count our blessings. In this story, our attention is called to three things: a very special song, a delightful season of the year, and a wonderful celebration observed in America. Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving Day, is a Lincoln proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to God Almighty. So in this song here in just a moment that we'll sing together, I trust that we'll do that. But before we do, I want to take a moment and give you an opportunity just to thank God for something that we a lot of times just take for granted. It's the small things in our life. We, of course, are thankful. I hope every one of us is thankful for our salvation. We know that's the greatest gift of all. But what are some things in life that are may seem small, but they're really great? And they're wonderful that we take for granted. Why don't we just start off with anybody? Yes, Kathy. Amen. Worship and freedom. Good. Someone else. I'll repeat it so everybody can hear it just in case. Someone else. I'll tell you, I'm just going to throw this out there. I am thankful for paved roads. Living in Africa for 3 years, some of the worst road conditions, you would not believe it. You'd have to go everywhere about 15 to 20 miles per hour, most places. And the roads were atrocious, big, huge potholes, and then you'd have to get over in the side of the road. Most of their roads, you were riding on the side of the road because they were no longer serviced. And so you were just finding the bush roads. But you go out here, and for the most part, until you get in South Carolina, the roads are very nice. No, but with all seriousness, I'm thankful for paved roads. So someone else, just little things we take for granted. Yes, Ms. Doris. Amen. Thank God for Georgia. Amen. The greatest state in the Union. Amen. Thank God for Doris. Amen. Amen. Yes, Miss Tammy. Yes. Amen. Amen. Born in America and born in the family God gave you and blessed you with. Great. Someone else. Young people, y'all can give testimony too. Just a little thing that sometimes we don't really remember to give thanks to. Someone else. Yes, Teresa, and then we'll go with Alex. No, it's good. Yeah, Teresa was praising the Lord. She drove toward Atlanta today and was just reminded of how thankful she is to be out in the country and enjoy the trees and just to be able to enjoy that space. Amen. And some quietness. Amen. Except when the goats get going, right? I mean, they can. Yeah, Alex. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Alex was just thanking God for his parents that adopted him when he was 18 months old. And giving God the glory for that. And praise God. What a blessing. Amen. Someone else. Yes, Brother Dan. Wow. Dan was just testifying. If he had a friend who's now passed away, but used to say how thankful he was just for how the variety of taste and just in food and just the color that we have. God could have made everything the same color or the same taste, but variety God gives. What a blessing. I was reminded that during COVID when I'd never in my life experienced a loss of taste. And that is, boy... That was no fun, you know. And I think my wife just happened to cook ribeyes that day too. So I was like, man, I'm sure it's good, honey. I'm sure it's good. But yes, that's good. Someone else. Just, yeah, Greg. Hey, man. That's right. God gave us water, not only water, but with fish in it, right? So Greg could go catch them. Amen. I like it, Greg. That's good. The little things. Amen. I'm thankful. Hey, I'm thankful for vehicles. I'm glad we didn't all have to walk to church tonight. Man, what a blessing. I didn't have to ride a bike. Man, my dad taught me an early lesson on that when I got in trouble as a teenager and he took my license from me. Well, the state actually took my license, but he wasn't going to take me to work. He made me ride my bike. I learned a lesson. I did. Oh, it was probably 2-3 miles, so it wasn't too bad. But I was thankful. I realized, man, there's some things to be thankful for. Somebody else. Yes, Michelle. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thankful for the U.S. Postal Service. That's exactly right. And they're far from perfect, but we can mail out things. And what a blessing. And I don't know if you'll ever hear me say this again, but I'm just going to say it. I'm thankful for the internet. All right. Hey, we're thankful for the internet, right? There's a lot of things that go wrong on the internet, but there's a lot of things that go right. We're able to email. We're able to social media. Hey, this will be the first time I thank the Lord for social media, even though I'm not on it really anymore. I know it does a lot of good. People keep up to date and stay connected. The gospel's going out in different ways, and I'm thankful for live stream. Are we live streaming tonight? Yeah, we're live streaming tonight, so somebody can get in on the blessings of God as we preach the word and sing God's praises. Donna. Heat and air. Amen. We are thankful for that. I'm thankful for the electricity. Rejoice in the light we have. Yes. Oh, yes, Miss Kathy, I didn't think we'd get out of here without you thanking the Lord for animals. That's right. We are. We're blessed to have them as pets and certain ones to eat. What a blessing. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's good right there. Ms. Dora said she's thankful at 97 years old she can drive herself to church. That is amazing. That is a blessing. Good. These are great. What are some other things we're just thankful for tonight? Good. Caroline? Amen. Thankful for our church family, aren't we? That's exactly right. We take that for granted. Carly? Baby Jake. Amen. Carly's thankful for baby Jake. What a blessing. He is. Just had a birthday. That's right. I'm thankful for coffee. Anybody else here thankful for coffee? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Coffee's good. And thankful for that. Charles? Grandchildren. Amen. Thankful for grandchildren. Somebody said, I hadn't experienced this yet, of course, but somebody said if they would have known the grandchildren like that, they would have had them first. But I just don't know if that's possible. So, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord, Teresa. Amen. Just mentioned that the doctors had told her and Charles that they didn't know if they would be able to have children because of a disease she had that caused issues with deformities in children. But God gave them two children, Jonathan and Stephanie. And what a blessing. They've had children. And of course, Stephanie's kids are here tonight, right? And what an encouragement that is. Thank you. Someone else. Just simple things in life, many times we take for granted. Anybody else? Timothy? Our new president. President-elect, that's right. Yep, we are thankful. Thankful for President-elect Trump. That's a good one. Thank you, Timothy. Amen. Someone else? I know we got a lot to be thankful for. Edie? Amen. Praise God. Christian parents. Absolutely. Just thankful for just being able to, as Brother Harold Vaughn said, we need to thank God that we're vertical and ventilating. I like that, right? We're vertical and we're ventilating. Just the little things like that. We're standing upright, just thankful to be able to breathe and enjoy God's fresh air and just those little things. We got so much that we can be thankful for, and that just, of course, we know the spiritual blessings of salvation, the Holy Spirit, the precious Word of God, our future in heaven, our home in heaven, the very fact that we are walking by faith and laying up treasures in heaven. I praise God for the faithfulness of the Lord, and then of course we're all going home tonight. I believe most of us, if I'm not mistaken, I believe all of us are going home tonight to comfortable homes, homes that we consider somewhat of a refuge, quite honestly, and that where we can relax and be with loved ones and have comfortable seating and just a good environment, good food, and there, and it's just a blessing, a nice bed to rest on, and just so many things there. That we're thankful for. Thomas? That's exactly right, buddy. Thomas said, I'm thankful we don't have to walk so many miles with a bucket to get water. We can go just right up to the faucet, and most of us have probably at least two or three faucets in our house where we can go and fill up a cup of water. And just the conveniences that we have. The grocery stores. I know y'all been getting ready for Thanksgiving. Oh, my. You go into Publix, Kroger, Walmart. I mean, I was at Walmart today, and I'm telling you, Listen, I'm not going to be critical of America. I'm not. I mean, but you just walk in these stores and you're like, wow, all these things that we have at our disposal, and it's just a blessing. It really is. And you got the grocery store side of Walmart. You got all the other stuff. You got a pharmacy. Yeah, it's just, we could go on, folks. It really is. It's so many things that we just want to give God the praise for. And this is what we have to be careful with. And this is what I'll close with before we're going to sing. We'll sing all the verses of Count Your Blessings and name them one by one. But this is one of the things I want to do tonight. Is let's not, and let's be careful and guarded not to love the gifts more than we do the giver. We need to be thankful for the gifts and we need to appreciate them, but we worship the giver of all good gifts. We're the Father of lights where there is no variableness or changing. He is faithful. He loves us. He's going to help us. The Lord takes, the Lord gives, the Lord takes, but blessed be the name of the Lord. We bless Him. And I believe He is pleased when we recognize His precious gifts. His most precious, of course, is His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. And we thank Him tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's just be thankful people, young people, just all of us, young people, adults alike. Let's just seek every day to grow in our gratitude to the glory of God. All right, would you stand with me? Brother Mike's going to come and lead us and Count Your Blessings, hymn page 624, if you want a hymn book. But let's just sing out to the Lord and praise God for the blessings. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed,
when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort you your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Amen. We're going to do one more. Let's do "To God Be the Glory." God be the glory. Amen. God's done wonderful things. Amen. And we give Him all the glory. So let's do that together. Let's give Him glory.
To God.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. O perfect redemption, the promise of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. A purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I'm thankful tonight for Your great goodness. Lord, we do want to offer our praise to You continually as the sacrifice of the praise of our lips, Lord, and of our heart to the Most High God. We thank You for all the blessings You've laid upon us, Lord. Thank You for all the testimonies tonight. Those things we often take for granted, Lord, we're sorry. But we don't want to stay that way. We want to be mindful, cognizant continually of all the minute things and the big things, the medium things, everything, Lord. We see every day You have blessed us. Even in the midst of trouble and trial and tribulation, Lord, You bless us. And we thank You. Thank You most of all for salvation, the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from the lake of fire. Thank You, Lord, that we're Your children now. And You've called us to be lights in a dark and perverse world. Help us, Lord, to go out and be a thankful people, a people filled with gratitude and love and grace. And so tonight, Lord, I pray for my friends, all those that have attended. I pray You would just bless them, and all those that wanted to attend but could not. I just pray You'd encourage their hearts. Be with those that are traveling, those that are with families. I pray You'd give each family of Crooked Creek Baptist Church just a week of a revival and being thankful. Lord, I pray that each one would have a special time with a loved one, a conversation that will just have an indelible impression upon their life, that will be meaningful and encouraging. We pray that no one would feel left out. We pray for those that have lost loved ones recently and that are many times grieving, especially in this time of season. We think of our own Jessica Sulo, who lost her mother a couple days ago. We pray for Jessica. We pray you'd comfort her heart and give her and Anthony peace and strength, and others, Lord, that have lost loved ones this year. We just pray your hand would be upon them. You're the great comforter, oh God, and we thank you for your comfort. So guide us tonight as we go home, and help us to be filled with your Spirit, Lord. We commit the service to you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, church. Have a wonderful evening. I love you.